on Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. We have Alderman Schumacher, Alderman Drulis. I'm sorry, Frazier, Alderman Drulis is not well, so he's not joining us, and we have staff. So do we have any citizens' comments anywhere?
There's nobody else.
There's nobody there. Okay. Minutes for correction and approval for June 16th, 2021. Kevin, corrections? Okay. We'll approve them as presented. New business, admin 2021-32 budget report for June through August 2021.
So there's 3 months in there. We do have the fiscal year-end budget report on there too, so they're all kind of packaged together. In general, revenues are still continuing to exceed expectations. Expenditures are still better than expected. So we've got both sides of the ledger doing very well. And so that's reflected in the bottom line figures. The sales tax numbers, I'm going to flip to page. Well, let's see here. It's going to be the August report, whatever that general revenue line item is. PDF page 79. So the sales tax numbers, municipal sales tax, $409,710 posted in August. That is for May consumer sales. And this is the one I had sent the email out after it was posted. It was the highest month ever by far. So even, you know, more than the April number, which would have been March consumer sales, and the Christmas number from this past year. So usually we have two peaks during the year, one in June, one in December, and right now those numbers are just all over the place because of sales tax sourcing changes. So we posted 409,000 for that August month column. The next month will be 401,000, so that's our second largest month ever. So we had two of our largest months ever back to back. So we're exceeding expectations based on like a $3.6 million sales tax figure, which is basically no growth from what we actually saw last year to this year by, you know, the tune of over $250,000 just in one quarter so far this year. So I don't think that we're going to end up at $4.5 million, you know, which is what that would extrapolate out to. But, you know, we're $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 above where we expected to be based on some pretty, I thought were progressive, you know, estimates posted last year. So, like a year to year, you know, so we're looking at, let's see here. So that, the one that's off the chart, so it'll be next month, the 401,000. Compared to July of 2020, so that's June consumer sales, is 315,000. So there was a 27% increase from year to year, even though those June consumer sales last year were typically one of our highest months, you know, ever. And it was when everybody was home and shopping locally. So we're continuing to exceed expectations even on that figure. We do have a little bit of knowledge on a business-by-business basis that we've started to dive into. I believe it takes us all the way through September of last year from what I had taken a look at. Everywhere did well. Most of the restaurants did well. The big boxes did well. I mean, obviously the people who were impacted and closed didn't do well, but for the most part, like every business in Yorkville did as good or better than they usually do based on the pandemic. So whatever that's worth, something that we all obviously wouldn't have expected when it started, but the numbers are proving out. Additionally, we do see an Amazon-based individual return on there. We don't, it's not huge. It's like a middling number, and I can't disclose it exactly. So they're not within like the top, you know, 10 or 20. You know, it's listed on there, but we don't have an idea as to whether that's all Amazon purchases, only some of the vendors, because there's a million different vendors that line up behind Amazon, and so they're all, you know, kind of classified differently. So I don't know if we're going to be able to figure that out ourselves, or if that's something that the IDOR is going to help us with, or if IML is going to, you know, post some sort of how-to guide later, but it's something that we're actively trying to figure out to see what the exact impact is of those online sales. So With that being said, happy to take any questions on any of the monthly budget reports if you have them.
Okay. All right, good. All right, let's go out to admin 2021-33, the treasurer's report. There's three of them, June, July, and August.
Here's the treasurer's report ending June 30th, 2021. We have year-to-date revenues of $19,041,088. Year-to-date expenses of $6,376,041. The month ending July 31st, 2021, we had year-to-date revenues of $20,933,252. Year-to-date expenses of $8,477,231. And for the month ending August 31st, 2021, you see the unaudited fund balance numbers are back in the report. So unaudited fund balance is $14,992,729. Year-to-date revenues are $24,607,090. Year-to-date expenses are $11,146,504. We're projected ending fund balance of $21,989,397.
Any comments, questions? Okay, let's move that on. Thank you, Rob. Admin 2021-34, the cash statement for November 2020, December 2020, January through July 2021.
Well, needless to say, there's quite a few cash reports there, but they're informational as always. Our cash balances are on the first page, and our investment balances on the second page. It's officially cash is up. We follow the behind the bank reps and declaration reports as well, but Lori and I are working on that, and we're all caught up. Any questions?
Any questions? Okay, do we have to move that on, or is it informational?
That's informational.
Okay, so let's go to four. Admin 2021-35, the website report for June, July, and August of 2021.
In the packet, you see the three reports in there, also the social media information as well. We have quite a month in July for visitors to our social media as well as our website in large response to our many special events.
So why such a big difference in the average visits from the first two, from June, July, and August? Do we have any idea why that might be?
The only thing that I can see is different is the 4th of July.
That's it.
Comments or questions? All right, we're good with that. Thank you. Let's go to five, admin 2021-36, the fiscal year and 2021 budget report, unaudited.
So Rob, is a nice full document in there. Again, it is unaudited. We don't expect any of the numbers to change significantly from when you're going to see a presentation, probably October 12th. In general, we had a very good year, obviously. Well, with the pandemic, we've been reviewing it every meeting, so I'm not gonna belabor it. I did want to point out though on the revenue page, it's PDF page 151. So generally the second page of the budget report, just that first revenue page just shows everything that did well. And obviously the state income taxes, the sales taxes were way up. And then the federal, I forget what it's called exactly, the federal line item there is our CARES funds that got sent over there, sent through that line item. Plus also all of our DCEO funds that kind of came through for the businesses. So those were generally a wash. So there's the corresponding expenditure later in the budget. But all the numbers were pretty much up. So again, not something we expected, but puts us in a good position. We're at 50% fund balance going forward. And that doesn't even account really, all the assets that we've talked about selling. It doesn't include any of the ARP funds that are still coming in, which is $2.5 million, and a few other items. So we have a lot of decisions to make, obviously, in the next few years, but we're in a very good position to do so.
Any comments or questions? All good? Okay. Six, admin 2021-37, the tax levy.
All right, Rob, again, has a nice memo in the packet. Same memo you see every year. In general, we'll recommend do the same thing we did last year, which is capture new construction only, apply the limiting rate to the library, and then set the dollar amount at new construction only for purposes of doing the public hearing. So again, you always can set the estimate high and then ratchet it down later. You cannot go the other way. So if we have any ideas of taking a full amount, which I don't think anybody does, but if you do, we need to talk about that now as opposed to later. So the actual dollar amounts of the tax levy estimates are in that last chart on PDF page 208 of the packet. It's the levy recommended amount for the city of $3.542 million generally, and then the library is at $934,000 on their operations and $847,000 on their bonds, which is related to their building. There are different exhibits in there that do show, you know, if you were to take the property tax cap in full, which again is inflation plus new construction, you'd be at about $160,000-something. We're only asking for about $115,000, I believe, $116,000. And then again, that captures new construction only. So when you increase it only by new construction, theoretically everybody's property taxes from year to year should be the same, as long as your assessment doesn't radically change. So that's it. There is one X factor. We're still waiting for the police pension fund amount, which is a sub-levy under our general property tax levy. If that comes back and they say that they need like a 40% increase or something, then you know we would have to restructure a lot of what we're doing, and it would result in a hit to the general fund. But if it has the same increase from year to year that we have been seeing, we've assumed that basically within this figure. So are we still expecting that this week, or is it?
Yeah, this week, or definitely next week we should have it.
Okay, so if everybody's okay with the recommendation, we would, you know, recommend to put it on city council, and if something changes with the police pension fund levy, we can address it before the meeting. Any questions?
Do you expect pension fund estimate to be higher than normal?
Actually, I'm hoping it's a little bit lower than normal. The fund had a monster year, returned about 26%, less than that. So I'm hoping that has at least a small positive impact on what our annual contribution will be for 2021.
We're not anticipating any assumption changes on mortality tables or anything else?
And there's always a possibility, but we've got the investment rate of 7, we did more than 3 times that, so I'm hoping that at least this year. And it's still going to be, I think a healthy increase, but hopefully a little bit less.
How much more time is left before it has to be fully funded?
Well, our law is supposed to be 90% funded by 2040. We have 100% funding target. So 2040, I'll mention the state will push that number out, but that's where we're seeing now.
Yeah, the state is still considering re-amortizing the schedule, kind of in conjunction with the consolidation that's occurring. So it's been discussed. You know, and I think it's still being pushed by a lot of people, pension funds included, but no traction yet at the state level.
What would happen if we froze it and did two years?
So it all depends on whatever the ADC or whatever the police pension fund basically certifies is what you're supposed to kick in, you know, by the state. And if you short that at all, the state is just going to sequester revenues and then, put it in the fund anyway. So the difference between your discretionary, funding amounts is basically, whatever the target is at 90% per year to get up to, the 2040 target amount, and we're doing 100%. So we are overfunding it slightly on a per year basis. I know last year when we looked at it, it was in the tune of, $50,000 to $100,000 per year if we were to set a 90%, but we felt that it was important to just keep doing, the 100% like we're doing.
Yes, that one's the easy one. We got to do that one, but everything else, we just froze the levy from what was last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. You would lose about $110,000 at minimum in the general fund. So.
And with the way that we're funding, our sales tax being up, $100,000 on basis each month, is it that critical if we just froze it, knowing that assessments came out anywhere from 2% down here up to 11% on some of them?
3.5% average.
Just last week.
Yeah. Just last week. Yeah, so even though we're saying, with this increase generally, with the new construction, it should be flat. It's not going to be flat. People are going to see increases, so if we can do anything.
Relative to your assessment, sure.
Right, because we're a small piece of the pie.
Yep.
If you get 3%, 4%, 5%, you're going to see an increase. So if we can hold ours flat and still be functional with our budget. I'd rather do that, to be honest. That's my...
That's your 2 cents?
What's that?
That's your 2 cents?
That's my 2 cents. I'd like to do whatever we can, though. I mean, it's... We know that people are going to need it next year, so...
We're all okay to send it forward, then?
We don't have to vote on it.
We don't have a couple months, right?
You don't, you have to vote on the tax levy estimate before we can publish the public hearing notice.
Right.
I mean, there is a chance, obviously, that it gets delayed anyway because of the police pension issue. So I guess my recommendation would be to throw it on the city council agenda on Tuesday and then have the discussion as a group.
So Tuesday, if we could get a little clear on it, what's the impact of the $100,000 that we would not be kept? Like, what would that do? I mean, $100,000 spread over our entire budget. I mean, it's not the...
Yeah, you'd be adjusting your surplus deficit targets each year going forward. That,
yeah.
That's what it would be. So.
Exactly. So we're not changing services.
Yep.
It'd just be someone saving a couple bucks on their debt. For the city or
for the city.
Yep. Everything else going on.
Right. But, I mean, we're not seeing in Illinois or even in Kendall County, we're not seeing the pay scale keeping up with the actual increases that the rest of the state is having for taxes or other fees and services. Like everything else is going off of the base. What did they show? It was 35% off from the rest of the state, or the rest of the country, this past year so far. So we're not keeping up. So I think that's anything we can do is better than taking what we don't need.
Well, let's put it at city council for further discussion.
Okay.
We have no old business. Do we have any additional business? Well, it's 6:18 and let's adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Bye.